listening to the radio.
Tufts Freeform Radio.
All right, 1,000 points of light, 91.5 Medford, WMFO. So how about that? I was going to have a Jonathan Richmond show, and just so happens that on the Rivendell, this is what they came up as Mike ended his show. So I'm going to have a Jonathan Richmond Modern Lovers show because I'm seeing him tonight at the Somerville Theater. And I thought, wouldn't this be a great opportunity to play his music, especially since I've never had a show devoted to his music before. So that's kind of what's going on here tonight. So we're going to dig pretty deep in that. I picked up this CD here. This is super old, I know. This is this collection called The Precise Modern Lovers, live in Berkeley and in Boston. And we're going to hear this one. This is going to be Right On Down the Highway. Oh, no, let's hear Pablo Picasso. That's a good one. Let's do that one. 1,000 points of light, 91.5 Medford, WMFO.
Now, some people try to pick up girls and get called the assholes. But this never happened to Pablo Picasso. He was only 5'3", but women could not resist a stare. And Pablo Picasso was never called anything like that. Now in Paris and New York, the girls would turn the color of the avocado when he would drive down their street in his Eldorado. And he was only 5'3", but women could not resist the stare. And all the problems that young men of New York City have with women were not those of Pablo Picasso. And we have a song about it, and it starts as follows. Up girls and they get called the asshole, but this never happened to Pablo Picasso. He could walk down the street and they could not resist the stare, and so Pablo Picasso is never called an asshole.
Thank you.
not schmuck, be not obnoxious, be not bell-bottom, member or asshole. Now, remember the lesson of Pablo Picasso. He could walk down your street, and they could not resist the stare. And so, Pablo Picasso, they would call an asshole. Well, some people try to pick up girls and they get called the asshole, but this never happened to Pablo Picasso. He could walk down your street and girls could not resist the stare. And so, Pablo Picasso is no caller. Thank you very much.
What? Two, three, four. Hi, everybody. I'm from the 60s, the time of Louie Louie and Little Latin Loopy Lou.
Yeah, yeah,
yeah. And I know we can't have those times back again, but we can have parties like there were then. We need more parties in the USA. We need more parties in the USA. Could there be block parties about which I don't know? Maybe they're in neighborhoods where I don't go. Could there be all these parties down some little lane with potato chips? Said someone called up complaining, everybody get walking. He said, go home, go home, go home, go home. He said, go home, go home, go home. And that's no good for parties in the USA. That's no good for Papa Papa Lubelu. Staying home or
yeah,
not having fun.
Oh.
A cold, cold era has begun, has begun.
Hey.
Now things were bad before,
yeah,
there was lots of loneliness.
Oh.
But in 1965, things were not like this. When we
hey
had hang on, super, super hang on. Oh, yeah. And Papa Lupe, yeah. Or shake it, shake it, shake it, Lupe. There'll be block parties of which I know not. Wild beach parties round some open flame. I know there's gotta be parties, oh, I'll bet there's a lot. But the USA has changed somehow that I can't name. He said, go home, go home, go home, go home. He said, go home, go home, go home. And that's no good for parties in the USA. No, oh, Papa, Papa, Lupe, Lupe. Oh, yeah. People are moving to California who hate the beach and things. I think they'd rather watch TV than hear a real person sing. Of course, nowadays at parties, you got louder stereo equipment. So now if the party's too loud, it's like a radioactive shipment. I say nowadays at parties, for example, you got louder stereo bass. So now if the thing's too loud, it's like a toxic clean-up case. Well, nowadays at parties, you know, you got louder stereos, right? So now if it's too loud, it's like a noxious chemical set. Well, parties in the USA. He said, go home, go home, go home. Oh, yeah, parties in the USA. Didn't see me, but these friends of mine in Huntington Beach, they weren't loud when the officers entered. I mean, these officers, man, they weren't billow. I mean, they were so uncentered. They said, go home, go home, go home. That's no good for
if I would walk through the Museum of Fine Arts in Boston. Well, first I'd go to the room where they keep the Cezannes. But if I had by my side a girlfriend, well, I could look right through the paintings. I could look right through them, because I'd have found something that I understand. I can understand, even softer, a girlfriend. I'll tell you, girlfriend. And that's G-I-R-L-F-R-E-N. Oh, that's a girlfriend, baby. Well, that's something that I softer understand. I walk through the Fenway, I have my heart in my hands. I understand a girlfriend. That means girl friend. Said G I R L F R E N. That's a girlfriend, baby. That's something that I understand.
With someone who can cheer my face. It looks like no one can take your place. And I could bleed in sympathy with you on those days. And I could drink up everything you have. Well, don't let it go to waste. I could give you memories to rival Berlin in the 30s. I understand your dating bar ways. And I could bleed in sympathy with you on those days. And I could drink up everything you have. Don't let it go to waste. Say something warm say something bright. I can't stand to see you when you're cold, nor can I stand being out of your life. And I could bleed in sympathy with you on those days. And I could drink up everything you have. Don't let our youth go to waste.
Thousand Points of Light, WMFO, 91.5 Medford. So that's like a vocal-only version of that song, which is Don't Let Your Youth Go to Waste. And, you know, I have to admit, it took me a little while to find the Jonathan Richman Modern Lovers collection here in the studio. I knew there was a fair amount of it. But I didn't find it until actually when my show had already started. but here's this this record. It says the original Modern Lovers. There's a big, or not big, but there's a decal on it that says special purchase. I guess they must have bought it back in the day. It looks pretty old, so I'm not sure how old it is. But I think a lot of the record, or a lot of the tracks on this record are maybe unique. And I was surprised. That's the first one I played off this one, Don't Let Our Youth Go to Waste. And it was vocal only, so I don't know if this is, if that was how this song was originally released. This is on the, it says produced by Kim Fowley. So I think it's the original record, but it's not the, it's the original tapes, previously unreleased. So there's a lot of different stuff on here, so we're going to dig into that a little bit as well. Before that, Girlfriend, live from Precise Modern Lovers Order, which was live in Berkeley and Boston. Off of I, Jonathan, we heard Parties in the USA, and then the Pablo Picasso selection off of Precise Modern Lovers as well. And so let's move on. So what's going on here is he's playing, Jonathan Richman playing a show tonight at the Somerville Theater. I'll be there, as will maybe a few hundred others. And I will be listening closely for all of these songs, including this one from his most recent record, which I guess is 13 years old. This is Bodies That Came to Cavort, from O Moon, Queen of something. I can't read it. That's what happens when you get old. 1,000 Points of Light, 91.5 Medford, WMFO.
These bodies that came to cavort, these bodies that came to contort, these bodies that we don't listen to anyway, came to move with the tide, came to play outside, these bodies that we make sit down all day. These bodies that don't want all the wine we give them, they try to warn us off, but we won't listen. Okay, so let's start them up. They're ready to run and jump. These bodies that came to dance for a day. These bodies that we don't listen to anyway. These bodies that came to cavort, these bodies that came to contort, these bodies we make stay still all day. They wanna play outside, move with the moon and tide, these bodies that we don't listen to anyway. They're so mysterious and so we fear them. They try to warn us, but we can't hear them. Okay, so let's start them up. They're ready to do their stuff. These bodies that came to dance for a day. These bodies we don't listen to anyway.
so let's take a trip.
Yeah, let's take a trip.
I got my jeans and things and I'm ready to go.
Yeah, let's take a trip.
I can run pretty fast for a long, long time.
Yeah, let's take a trip.
In fact, the hot, hot sun is a pal of mine. At the core of the stars we see, because her hair is curly and wild, she don't need nothing in it to transcend. Being simple in that way, with a need for nothing more. Because her beauty is raw and wild. Of all stars, she's at the core. Well, she don't need to put nothing in her hair. It's raw and wild like her. Well, she don't need to put nothing in her hair. Curly and wild, just like her. Because her beauty is raw and wild, she takes Fifth Avenue in stride. Curly and wild, she's trust every night.
being honest in that way. With a smile of teeth and glee, because her beauty is raw and wild. She's at the core of the stars we see. 'Cause her beauty is raw and wild. She's at the core of the stars we see.
Since Jan Vermeer, and he loved life so bad. Painting had twice the color of the painting had. So bad that the world had to know he loved color and he let it show. In the Amsterdam Museum, I was feeling bad and looking for a way not to be so sad. I felt the feeling from the paintings on the wall, and Vincent van Gogh was with me in the hall. And he loved life that way. His paintings said things that paintings seldom say. So bad that the world had to know he loved color, he let it show. those last paintings by Van Gogh? Did the sorrow show? Did it hurt you from the wall? Did it follow you down the hall? Because he loved life like that. You look at those last paintings and you'll get kinda sad, so bad that the world had to know. He loved color and he let it show. Vincent Van Gogh, Vincent Van Gogh.
All right, 1,000 points of light, WMFO, and this is Jay. I'm here with you until what time is it now? Until 11. God, it takes me a while to kind of get used to these things. All right, so here's what's going on. So I'm seeing Jonathan Richmond tonight at the Somerville Theater. He is playing two shows. I think he played last night. Today is the second, or tonight will be the second of two. So we're having a show devoted to him and his music. This would be the Modern Lovers stuff that's billed as Jonathan Richmond and the Modern Lovers, or just Jonathan Richmond. That one was Jonathan Richmond from Not So Much to Be Loved as to Love. Prior to that, it was Your Good Girl's Gonna Go Bad from Jonathan Goes Country. It's kind of a funny record. Kind of a funny record on the cover. It's him like being sold a pair of cowboy boots, and he's making like an overly obnoxious face about the prospect of wearing the boots. But then, of course, in the back cover, he's got is a picture of him leaving the store in the boots, and they're red cowboy boots. Love it. I guess it's not appropriate for somebody from Boston, from New England, to be wearing those. Although, when I heard the song, I couldn't help but think of the that scene in the Blues Brothers where they play Rawhide in that bar, and then they stop throwing beer bottles at them. Before that, you're where were we? Yeah, sorry, Because Your Beauty is Raw and Wild from the record of the same name, and it was Let's Take a Trip from It's Time For, from Jonathan Richmond and the Modern Lovers, starting things off. 1,000 points of light, 91.5 Medford. Thanks for joining me here this morning. And up next is this track from Jonathan Richmond and the Modern Lovers. This is Dodge Vegematic from Rock and Roll with the Modern Lovers, 91.5 WMFO.
I'm gonna tell you about the car that I just bought. Dodge Vegematic there in the parking lot. Well, I'm gonna tell you about the car that I now own. Well, it doesn't go nowhere, it just stays all alone. You know I like it, you know I like it a whole lot. Well, that's my
found out that all sales are final.
God, Benjamin,
yep, that's the way.
And it hurts down to your soul. That's because true love's not nice. And it brings up hurt from when you were 5 years old. That's because true love is not nice. Oh, pain, pain, pain. Ain't that just love's name? Love can bring up fear from way down low. It now be emphasized, true love is just not civilized. True love is not nice, no, no. Well, you've been hurt before, but now you're hurting double. That's 'cause true love is not nice. If it's real love, then boys, there's gonna be trouble. That's because true love's not nice. Yeah. And if you're insecure, love will learn for sure. And once that happens, something's got to go. The imposter allows you a rest. The real one demands its test, and that's because true love is not nice, no, no.
I come from Boston. I'm going to tell you all about how I love New England. It's my favorite place. You know, I've been all around the world, but I love New England best. I might be prejudiced, but it's true. I love New England best. Well, now, give me a D, maestro. That's pretty good. Give me another one, though, without him. You know, ladies and gentlemen, I've already been to Paris, I've already been to Rome. And what did I do but miss my home?
Oh,
I have been out west to California. But I miss the land where I was born. I can't help it, dum de dum de dum de dum de dum day. Oh, New England. Dum de dum de dum dum de dum day. Oh, New England, ride a wild man. I have seen old Israel's arid plain.
It's magnificent, but so's Maine.
Oh,
I'm talking dum de dum de dum 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 de. Oh, New England. Dum de dum de dum 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 de. Oh, New England. Right away. Dum de dum de dum 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 de. Oh, one more time of this way. Dum de dum de dum dum de. Oh, New England. Dum de dum de dum 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 de. Oh, New England. Go. Dum de dum de dum 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 de. Oh, I love New England. Dum de dum de dum 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 de.
Now you're jealous of the time he spent with her. Just let her go into the darkness. Let her learn from all the things there. Just let her go into the darkness. Let her go, let her go, let her go. Listening. Just take them sheets to the laundromat.
Let her go into the darkness. Let her learn.
Thousand Points of Light, WMFO, and that's Let Her Go Into Darkness from You Must Ask the Heart. Great record there. That was actually one of the songs on the There's Something About Mary soundtrack. Those who remember that movie many years ago will remember that he appeared in the film itself. Of course, the Farrelly brothers who made the film are from the area. I think they're from like Providence or something. So they must have known. I don't really know the full story, but I'm assuming they knew his music and knew him. And so they brought him into the film, and he made an appearance. And three or four of his songs are on the the actual soundtrack, including that one we just played. Before that, New England from Jonathan Richman and the Modern Lovers. Jonathan Richman's True Love Is Not Nice, also from the There's Something About Mary soundtrack, from the I'm So Confused record. And it was Jonathan Richman and the Modern Lovers with Dodge Vegematic from Rock and Roll with the Modern Lovers. 1,000 Points of Light, 91.5 Medford, WMFO. Thanks for joining me here this morning. I can't think of a better way to wake up on this rainy morning and hear Jonathan Richman and the Modern Lovers. I don't know. It's raining. It must be. If it's the weekend, it must be raining. All right, let's move on. Up next. So here's going back to this original Modern Lovers recording. Let's pay tribute, why don't we, to the members of the band. It's, of course, Jonathan Richman with Jerry Harrison, later of the Talking Heads. So that's kind of amazing. I think he must have been from the area, from the Boston area, which is how Jerry Harrison would have connected with Jonathan Richman. David Robinson later joined the Cars, and Ernie Brooks were the original. That was the original group. All right, let's hear She Cracked right now, 1,000 Points of Light, WMFO.
I know these very nice girls from where I come from, but they get tough to talk to. I can't understand the way they do. I can't understand the way they act. I can't understand anything. Their life might have been hard. Their life would have been bad. They sure are hard to talk to. Maybe it's their mom and dad's fault. Think back. I'm sad, but I won't. When they crack, I'm hurt. You're right. Take this girl, she cracked. I won't, but she didn't think that I don't. She goes around this town with her head around those white giggle places. I don't wanna hurt her, I don't wanna help her. I can't talk to her now, I just give up a while. She cracked. I'm sad, but I won't. I can't talk to her, but I try. She cracked. I'm sad, but I won't. She cracked. I'm hurt. You're right. She cracked. I'm sad, but I won't. When they crack, I'm sad. She cracked. I'm hurt.
Arpó en su arpa, no fue vacilón. La gente cayó hasta el balcón. Chico, chico, qué actor, qué chistoso burlador. Pero Arpó en su arpa fue arcano. Arpó en su arpa fue algo a ver, algo que puede atizar tu ser. Como Groucho no hay dos, qué chistoso con su voz. Arpó en su arpa fue arcano, arcano.
Somos los ángeles de donde viene tu sonoridad. Harpo, harpo, tócanos, tócanos una vez más. Harpo, harpo, somos celestiales de donde viene tu sonoridad. Harpo, harpo, tócanos, tócanos una vez más. Cuando empezó, recuerda lo que hizo a los celestiales, pidió el permiso. Cuando mi tristeza me afectó, harpo, harpo me tocó. Harpo, en su arpa fue arcano, arcano. Harpo, harpo, somos los ángeles de donde viene tu sonoridad. Harpo, harpo, tócanos, tócanos una vez más. Harpo, harpo, somos celestiales, de donde viene tu sonoridad. Harpo, harpo, tócanos, tócanos una vez más. Oh, 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 oh. Una vez más.
Party where I said I wouldn't go, but in the mood I stayed. And then I didn't blush at all at the scene I made. I have them all in my trance. When I dance, the way I move myself around, I have them all in my trance. When I dance. And I'm not a pro, oh, I'm not a pro. I barely move at all compared to a lot of guys, you know. And if the music isn't right that day, well, my little body hardly has anything to say. But they're all in my trance. Oh, when I dance, yeah, the way I move myself around, well, they're all in my trance. But when I dance, Jonathan, why do you think? Well, now when I dance, that's passion. And now when I dance, that's love. And sometimes I cause an attraction that I don't try to start. I just don't try to stop it. And I don't blush because I like you, I like you. I'm not a pro, I'm not a pro. And when I barely even move compared to a lot of guys, you know. And if the music isn't right that day, well, now my little body hardly has anything to say. But they're all in my trance. When I dance, yeah, the way I move myself around, I say they're all in my trance, yeah, the way I dance. When they put on the record, I didn't want to know. But in a minute and a half, you see, they weren't watching each other, they were watching me. They're all in my trance. Oh, when I dance, yeah, the way I move myself around, well, they're all in my trance, the way I dance.
Because I...
got a fine sense of humor, but she doesn't laugh at my jokes. I got this fine sense of humor, yes, I'm fully. Even my first grade teacher used to laugh at me. I got a fine sense of humor, I got a full repertoire. I tell a fine, fine jokes when we're in the boudoir. Because I got a fine sense of humor, but she doesn't laugh at my jokes. Well, I wake up great, my sense of humor really rates. I wake up hilarious, how come she's so serious? I think I'll call up something important, maybe Sigmund Freud, and say, hello, hello, I'm a hilarious dude. Well, did something in her childhood bother her bad now? I think so, cause like I'm really, really funny, and it's just making her mad now. Because I got a fine sense of humor, but she doesn't laugh at my jokes. Well, when she's up there in the morning cooking breakfast cereal, I'm out there boring her with my comic material. She's there frying up eggs and yolks, and I'm there thinking up hot, hot jokes. I think I'll call up somebody intelligent, maybe Jean-Luc Godard, and say, how come making her laugh is so hard? I think I'll call up somebody intelligent, maybe Albert Camus. Say, I got some hot, hot jokes I wanna try on boo.